Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, Brother B?
Not much, man. I'm relaxed. I'm chilling.
I'm glad you're relaxed. I'm glad.
Yes.
That's always a good thing.
Even though it was kind of a hectic morning. Okay. Yeah. I never had to go out of state come home. It was interesting.
Oh.
Very
okay.
Interesting. Yeah, I had to go out of the state in order to come home to that. Yes, I had to drive to Jersey. I had to leave Manhattan, drive to Jersey just to come home, just to come back to New York, come home. Yeah. That's how bad the traffic was.
Oh, well, was it deep Jersey or...
No, I just had to it was traffic so bad. The only way to get home was to go across the bridge and come back across the bridge.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Isn't that,
cost about $16.
Oh, well.
Yeah. $15 and 2 hours. 2 hours later. Finally got home.
Wow.
2 hours.
Yes, that's the the perks of driving, I guess. Not perks, but it's the things you have to deal with.
Traffic, people, just I don't know, people just humans out again. So out in force.
Yeah, just laying out. Yeah, it's just getting started.
Yeah. Lord help us.
We ain't even heading to Memorial Day yet.
Oh, yeah. Don't remind me. Anyway, what's up? What's going on, everybody? Big Red, Brother B, the menu. Mind Your Mental is in the house once again on Blog Talk Radio. What's up? What's up? What is up? Hope all is well with everyone.
What is up, everybody?
You know, and if everything is not well, then we will keep you in prayers. We'll keep you in thought, and, hopefully things will get better. One thing I'm realizing as I get older, this concept of time that we have here, like this man-made concept of time, is nothing compared to, universal time and law. It's like, you go through life always trying to either keep up with the clock or beat the clock. But this clock, this man-made clock means nothing compared to whatever the universe has in store for you. It's like everything really does fall into place eventually. But you know what the problem is? It's patience. A lot of people do not have the patience to either see things through, in its entirety. Like they want to rush the outcome or rush to get somewhere. And sometimes rushing is not always the way. Like I used to think of I need to be here by a certain age, or I need to be here by a certain age of doing this, but you know what? Sometimes the universe doesn't have that plan for you. You know, like
right.
your plan Absolutely. And what the universe has going on is not. And it's like, you know, we used to really believe in certain things. But you know what? It's like when you do stuff and you start to see things happen, it just makes you realize, like, wow. So it is just me. It's just me right. not being patient, not, you know, not wanting to, you know, like deal with the thing of waiting. You know, everything is going to fall into place the way it needs to be, as long as your intentions are pure. And, you know, it's like you're actually, you know, putting that positive out there. You know,
right.
eventually things do fall into place. Like, man, I went to, you know, I want to thank, you know, my school advisor, you know, Miss Holly Brennan. Like, she really, you know, she took me for a tour of the school. And, you know, it was very overwhelming for me, because I actually felt like, yo, damn, I can do this. Like, I was just there, and I just felt so relaxed. It was quiet, but I just felt so relaxed. I just felt so peaceful. I was like, wow, like, you know what? I can do this. Like, it just
right.
it just felt, yeah. Hey, what's up, Miss Cherry? What's up, Miss Cherry?
I'm
oh, this is
Cherry. Hi, everybody. How you guys doing?
Oh, Miss Cherry, what's up?
Lena.
What's up? Yeah, Cherry. But yeah, I just felt like so relaxed, like being there. And it made me feel like, you know what? Yeah, everything's going to work out the way it needs to work out. It may not work out the way I want it to work out, but that peace that me and you always be talking about, Red, like that inner peace, like today it was just like a real kick in the ass. And it was like, wow. It really threw me off, to be honest with you. It's like whatever anger I did have, I just lost it. Like everything just like went away while I was there. And it was just cool. So,
okay.
You know, I guess that's the fun fact about, you know, getting older sometimes, is just certain things you just realize. Like you spend so much of your young time, you know, your youth going against the grain because you want to make this happen. You want this to happen how you want it to happen. And you want to be somewhere, but you're going to get there. But it's just that everything is about patience.
It's pressure. It's that I think for younger people now, it's more like we didn't have really – I mean, you say you're supposed to be at a certain point, just as you said, as you get a certain age. Listen, that doesn't happen for everybody, and you just have to accept it, and whenever you do it, you do it. But I see now that these younger people, they're putting a lot of that pressure on them to be,
yeah.
Oh, you got to be this age and doing this. You got to be this age and doing that. And it's like, you know, when we try to tell them, of course, they don't want to listen, and that's fine. But then you wonder why a lot of them are walking around here, you know, have a lot of, you know, issues with themselves.
Yeah.
Unnecessary issues, excuse me. And you know, you put a lot of unnecessary stress on yourself. You only, what, 27, 28 years old, you putting all this pressure on yourself. What are you doing all of that for? And you don't have to.
Yeah. Yeah, I believe that, you know, I guess, once again, because they're young and, you know, they got this Thundercat attitude and they just want to try. And some of them don't want to do something, but some of them want to do something and make something of themselves. But they put themselves on this clock. And the thing is, even though we take time for granted, you have to kind of take your time with time.
Right.
You know, there's certain things that you just can't rush because, you know, whatever it's going to be, it's going to be. If it's meant to happen, it's meant to happen. Like, one of the biggest things, like I said, is, like, you want things to happen the way you want them to happen. And when they don't happen the way you want them to happen, you get discouraged. But then again, sometimes what you want to happen will happen. It may not happen when you want it to happen.
Right.
But it can just be some strange chain of events where everything just, once again, it just works out and you're like, wow. So I had all this anxiety. I had all this pressure on myself to do X, Y, and Z, and everything actually worked out better.
Right.
You know, like the door that I wanted to go through, you know, wasn't as good as the door that I'm going through now.
Right, could have saved you from something like that.
And a lot of people, you know, don't see it like that. They don't see it as, you know, it's like, well, I want to do this. But sometimes, once again, that's you know, it's not always for you. But, yeah, man, you gotta try to find some type of inner peace within all this craziness that's going on right now. You know,
mm-hmm.
You know, every time you turn around, it's just something. I was looking at the news. You know, I don't really do that. Well, actually, it was Google News because, you know, you turn on the phone and it's like Google News
just
comes
up anyway.
Yeah, and it's like some lady was found in a duffel bag. A mother of two was found in a duffel bag in Brooklyn. And I was like, man, listen. It's like every time. That's why I don't really watch the news. Because like every time you turn on the news, it's like you always hear something negative. Like somebody getting killed, somebody dying, somebody, some violent crime. And it's like, yo. The sad part is you hear all this violence and you hear about all this stuff. And then you turn around, it either puts a fear in you or it makes you go out into the world like, oh, well, I'm going to be. Yeah, exactly. Because you're like, you're preparing yourself mentally to just deal with whatever, you know, may not even come. Something that may or may not even happen.
Yep.
You know, that's why Miss Cherry calls in Tuesdays to get her dose of peace, because I know she goes out into corporate America very angry. Right, Miss Cherry? And I'm glad we can be that peace for you. I'm glad we can, you can call in and, you know, we can calm your nerves and, you know, peace be still. Peace be still. You know, but once again, what up, everybody? It's the Menu on Blog Talk Radio. Big Red, Brother P in the house. Cherry in the house. Guest calling numbers 347-324-3395. That is 347-324-3395. You can catch us on Facebook. The Menu, Mind Your Mental, MindURMENTAL. And on Instagram, at The Menu, MindURMENTAL. Yeah. Drop a comment. Say something positive. Please don't keep it negative, because we don't like negative. We don't like negative vibes. But yeah, you know, show topics and the ideas, whatever. It's all good. Want to give a shout out to Hot Rod and the gang. Absolute Truth.
Awesome.
Hot Rod, Sean Black. Hey Dog, what's good? What's good?
Hey Dog,
what up? What up, Mr. Joe? So yeah,
Mr. Joe,
on with the show. So yeah, man. Interesting topic. That you came up with. Now, Red, did this have anything to do with this show? Well, all right. You sent me an article, but. Also, apparently, there's this show that I've been forced to watch called The Ultimatum. Which
I haven't watched the show. I've heard of it, but I haven't watched it.
Yeah. All I can say is TV is so starving for good ideas, because to me, this isn't. Like, everything just seems to get, the littlest things get exploited and turned into something when it comes down to TV. And it's just sad. It's just really sad.
I think all those shows are annoying to me.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, they are.
Like, they're very annoying. You know, 90 Day Fiancé and Rodzilla and all that stuff is just like, I don't mean to cut you off, but like before we get into this, it's like, it's just like, to me, those shows are like for the older, I guess you could say for older people, or not older, old people, but like, you know, people that's over 40 or over 35. But it's like how it is with the social media, with the young people. It's like, you seeing all this stuff, you seeing, and it's like, to me, that's not normal. Like all those things are not normal. Like, that's not how life goes. That's not how people are supposed to act, to me. It's just not normal to me.
And I think that's the whole idea. I don't think it's supposed to be normal. I don't think the basis of it is normal. It's like, I think they just do it. So, you know, I don't really, like, I've watched a couple of these shows here and there, and I just find it, like, you know, that weirdly entertaining. Like, it's
right.
It's kind of like you laugh at it, but it's just like, oh, this is weird. Like, that's how I find it. But, you know, it's not based in, you know, any type of, like, real reality. Like, all it is just entertaining. But
right.
The problem is I think there are some people out there who take the entertainment too far. Like, they don't really think it's entertainment. They think it's actually, like, real. And I'm just like, you know, that's not really how life works.
Right.
Maybe that's, you know, that's just the show structure, but that's not how life works. But, you know, some people just, you know, they just like to take it there. And,
well,
you know, to each his own.
Right. Well, with this article that I had sent you, it's the thing of, okay, basically, I don't know if everybody knows about, like, Pete Diddy and Cassie. She's also a singer, and I think he discovered her. I don't know, whatever, however that went. So him and her were dealing with each other for 10 years, and he never, you know, proposed to her. He never, I guess he never wanted to take it any further. I don't know how, you know, how deep that was. Well, 10 years, that's deep. So now when Diddy and her broke up, she ended up dealing with someone else, and she got engaged and pregnant with like less than a year. So now the way I'm reading this, they're saying that, okay, you can meet someone and have that person can have more intentions for you in a short amount of time than somebody that you've known for 10 or 20 years, whatever. So now they're saying, like, you know, don't let nobody keep you from, you know, wanting to, you know, be what you want. If you want to be married, is basically, I guess they're saying, well, why should it take 10 years for this person to want to marry you?
Mm-hmm.
It should be a short amount of time. Like, I'll say my older son and his girlfriend basically had like a debate about that. And she basically was like, oh, you should be able to know if you're going to marry somebody within 6 months to a year. And my son was like, no. Are you kidding me? My son was like, no, I don't know about all of that. And I said the same thing. I'm like, wait, hold on. Where's she getting that from?
Okay.
So,
all right.
You know.
All right. We're going to do this double dutch and let Miss Cherry jump in because
that's right.
Because I got something to say about that. I got definitely something.
Gosh,
strong,
I'll tell you what.
Strong.
Oh boy.
So I got something strong to say about that. So go ahead, Miss Cherry.
I guess I'm getting ready to make some friends on my comments.
We're going to see.
I think when you're younger, it takes more time. But I don't think that under any circumstance it should be taking you any more than 3 years to decide if you want to make a full commitment to somebody else. 10 years is ridiculous. I call that wasting your pretty, because if you're dating somebody at 20, and you're holding on for 10 years for them to decide at 30 whether or not they still want to make a permanent commitment, you are wasting your time. As you get older, that time span should be less. I can get the 6 months. When you see people that are like in their 60s and 70s, they're already established. They know what they want. If they find it, they're willing to go for it. But when you're in your 20s, you're still trying to find yourself, so you don't really know what you're looking for. It takes a little bit more time. But under any circumstance, 3 years is anything over 3 years, I think, is too much.
Okay.
Okay.
Let me get my stretch on.
Stretch your neck.
Yeah, I'm about to do my stretch. Okay. Toss me jump up in this ring right here. Ding, ding, ding. So, I have always and will always have an issue with that. And it's not to say that, you know, Miss Cherry, you're like a commoner or anything, but it's like, why do I've come across a lot of women, you know, in conversation, and they say that it's like that 3 years, or it should take you no longer than 2 to 3 years, should take no longer 2 to 3 years. And I'm like, wait a minute. Who are you to put time constraints on the situation? Like, all right, why put conditions on it? Because that's what it sounds like.
Well,
it sounds like conditions.
Well, I don't know about conditions, but I think that anytime you step to someone and you want to be in a long-term permanent relationship with them, you should already be on your journey, if not there. To be holding on for 3 years is because you don't have yourself together, or, you know, you're waiting for something else to happen. Could be something better to come along. Could be that now you want to go to school and better yourself. All of that should have been taken care of if you're really interested in somebody and you want them to be with you permanently. Dating and stuff like that, you know, you bouncing around, that's different. You can still try to make your goals as you go along. But if you're really seriously minded, no woman wants to be with a man that does not have it together, and it's going to take him 10 years to get it together.
Okay,
I don't care how much
okay.
he loves her. She's always looking for,
okay.
you know, look, I can't be 80 waiting for you to still get it together.
But wait a minute. Hold on. Hold the presses. Stop the show. Pause. I get where you're coming from. But, all right, that whole 10-year thing, I mean, I don't know if that was a deal between them two. I don't know how that went down. But my thing is this. Why put a time constraint on things? You're in a relationship. You two are together. What's the big deal? Like, what's added pressure for? See, what some women, not all, don't realize, don't even think about. There are individuals out there, and I can very much speak for myself. I personally want to have certain things together in my life or
uh-huh.
together for myself before, you know, I take that next step.
Absolutely.
I don't want
so
to be
in
a...
Why bother her and lock her down? Why not get your stuff together? And then if she's available, step to her. Why should she put her
But wait a minute. Wait,
you still try
wait
to pull
minute.
It together?
Wait a minute, angry. Wait a minute, angry smart.
I'm not angry.
Hold on now. I got stood up. No, you know, the thing is.
You expect her to wait while you get your stuff together. She's just on the shelf waiting for you to get it together.
But wait a minute. So you're trying
you
to tell me.
I think you should have your stuff together. I think you should have your stuff together. When you look at somebody and you're interested in them, you could tell what type of person you want to get involved with. If she's about her business, if she's on point,
mm-hmm.
she's probably going to want somebody like that. So why not get
okay.
yourself together before you even approach her? So you can say,
So, okay. So you're trying. So, all right. So this is the deal. So two people get into a relationship. Or two people start dating, and, you know, they both have things that they're out to do. They both have their own pursuits, yada, yada, this, that, and third. Remember, because this is two people coming together. both of them don't have their shit together. So with that being said, as you guys enter this relationship and you're working and doing your day to days and you're trying to, you know, make things happen. Once again, you're in this relationship together. So my thing is, wait a minute. How is it a thing of where, I can't wait for you to get your stuff together? Well, wait a minute, sweetheart, you're getting your stuff together too. Like, you're doing what you need to do to get your stuff together, and I'm doing what I'm doing to need to get my stuff together, but we are together. Like, we're taking this journey together.
I get that, but some people take a lot longer. Like, if you both start at the same point and you're working towards the same goal and it takes her 4 years, but it's going to take you 20 years, that's going to be a problem, because it's different if you both don't have it together and you both know that and you're moving in the same direction. But and honestly, most relationships involve somebody that already has it together and someone that's either working towards their goal or whatever. And you can wait, but that person has to be about moving. Sometimes you get so comfortable in your circumstance, you're not moving towards anything. They continue to move, you're comfortable, you stop, and then you get upset because you want them to be able to hold on until you decide it's time to keep moving forward. That's what ultimatums are about. I'm with you all this time, now I'm tired. We got to either, you know, we got to decide or I got to move on, because I can't keep stopping waiting for you to get it together. I'm already
together. But yo, but what happened to the love? Where is the love?
It depends on how old you are.
Where is the love? Where's the love, yo? Like,
when you're young, when you're young and stuff like that, it's about love. As you get older,
so love has limits.
It's a little bit different.
So love has limits.
No, there is love, but there are other things that also matter. When you're young, it's like, oh, I love him. You don't think about bills. You don't think about kids. You don't think about responsibilities. As you get older and those things start to come on you, love doesn't put food in your stomach, and it doesn't put a house over your head. It has to be a little bit more. I love you. I'm going to sit at home while you work and break your back because I love you. That's just not, as you get older, it's just not reality. It's not the only factor in a relationship.
Hmm. See, this has always been one of those topics with me. It's kind of a sensitive subject, is because, you know, once again, I've heard this numerous times, and I've even heard it from some elders. Oh, it shouldn't take a man more than 3 years. But it's like you put it on everybody. A lot of people want to put it on the men. But it's not always on the man. You know what I'm saying? Because it could be one portion of it, but then there's the other portion. Like, how do you give somebody an ultimatum over an ideal? Like, see, marriage is this concept. It doesn't change anything, but it's nothing but paperwork. It doesn't mean that I love you anymore. It doesn't mean I love you anymore. Or does that mean I love you any less? You know what I'm saying? It doesn't mean that just because we didn't get married, it didn't mean that I don't want to spend the rest of my life with you.
Well, if you feel that marriage is not that big of a deal, then why is it such a resistance to do it? I mean, in all
there
cases,
is, that's the thing.
The flip
there
side,
is.
If it's no big deal, put your name on the paper, let's move on.
Yeah, but okay, so see, now that's the thing. I think what it boils down to, no, it's not a problem. There's things that come with it. Like some people, like I bet you, okay. No, what responsibility? What's the difference? There is no difference. Like I said, the only difference between when you turn around and get married, the only thing is it's just paperwork. You and that your significant other have paperwork on each other. It's a legal contract that you guys enter into for the rest of the world to know about, or at least the state that you're
so
in.
If it's,
like, that's just
so
what
if
it
it's
is.
No big deal. Why is there so much resistance? If it's no big deal,
I don't think,
you should say,
you know
what? I understand where you're coming from. Just, I'll put my name on the paper. It's no big deal. It makes you happy. Now we're still in the same spot. It's a big deal because when a man signs his name on a marriage license, he feels he's losing something, whether that be his independence, whether that be his ability to, you know, he might be thinking further down the line, if this don't work out, she might take my money, she might take this. They honestly feel they're losing something by signing a marriage contract. That's why.
Well, listen, there's been a lot of stories in history. I mean, come on now. There's been a lot of guys, you know, that have wind up losing because, you know, marriage hasn't always been fair to the man.
As far as what?
Listen, okay, check this out. If me and you are in a relationship, and then we decide to, I'm like, all right, fine. You want to get married? Let's get married. Even though I'm, you know, there's certain things that I would like to have and bring to the table, I have accomplished before we do that. All right, fine. So let's go spend all this money on the wedding and have everybody come together and this, that, and the third. We do all of this stuff. And then 5 to 10 years later, all of a sudden, you know, there's issues, there's problems. So, you know, someone, I don't like you like I used to. I don't love you like I used to. Next thing you know, somebody wants a divorce. And I've said it before, and I've seen it before, I've read it before. 70% of women, I don't know about any place else, but 70% of women in this country initiate divorce. So, with that being said, okay, thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate you, John.
The question is why.
Wait, hold on. I don't know why, because, you know, different strokes for different folks. But my thing is, So with that being said, you got a guy who's like, hey, oh, you're not happy no more? Oh, you want a divorce? But who loses? Because that means you get half of – you don't lose nothing. Because if there's – all right, so you two buy a house together. You got to turn around and sell the house, or if something go wrong, do got to leave. You get half of whatever he has. You get alimony, you know, depending on who was making more money or whatever the case may be. Like, that's the whole thing. Women make out.
Nine times out of ten,
the woman makes out like a bandit. And with that being said, you know,
why do you think that is?
Listen, I like, once again, different strokes for different folks.
I wouldn't say that. Don't make me go to the bathroom.
I don't know.
You know why?
I ain't in these relationships. Why? Why, Red? Why?
Yeah, but you know why that is? Because the majority of the time, the woman is the one. Sorry, Ms. Cheryl, I didn't mean to cut you off. But the majority of the time, remember, the woman is the one that's, you know, taking care of the kids, staying at home sometimes. And not saying that, you know, a lot of women are not out there working. We ain't got no kids.
Okay, so
you're saying a woman, all right, so you're saying that a woman that doesn't have children with a man and they marry the guy or whatever, so if they get divorced sometime down the line, she's going to make out better than him.
Yeah.
Well, this
but
is
how
a,
do you figure
assumption.
That? What if it's an equal thing? What if they're both making a certain amount
that's
of money and they invest in certain things with each other, house, cars, or whatever it is, you know, bank accounts, whatever they invest with each other, you know, or maybe it's a thing of maybe he makes less than she do. Now, he may come out on top. He may come out on top.
He
depending on how, you know, what goes on in a relationship.
Well, listen,
also the assumption is financial, right? You're saying she's making out better because she's going to wind up getting half of yours. So you're actually implying when you come into the relationship, you got everything. She has nothing. Number two, if we're talking outside of financial, not only does she get the house, so you say, or 50% of the house, she most of the time gets the kids. And that's a responsibility.
Yep.
Now, you may drop a couple of dollars, but you go on with your life. Her life has to revolve around continuing to do what she did before, as well as taking care of possibly children or whatever else, pets or whatever else was brought in the household. So it's more than just...
Whose fault is that?
If you were in the marriage,
fault is that?
Both of y'all.
Hold on. All right.
If you were a partner,
all right, hold on. Before K-Dog steps in, listen. The key word that you just said was if we were in a partnership, we were partners, and we were doing things 50-50 before, why can't it continue to be 50-50 after? Why do you have to get full custody of the kids? Why can't it be joint custody? Why do you have to give? Why do you have to give full custody of the dog and the fish tank? Why can't it be 50-50?
Most men don't want that.
Why do you?
Most men don't.
No,
most men don't want their kids 50% of the time. Let's be honest.
Absolutely.
When you're full time,
nobody's saying that it doesn't happen, but majority of the time they don't want that responsibility.
They don't want it.
Yeah. Okay. And that's on them.
And that's just facts.
Why isn't it more of an option? Why isn't joint custody in certain cases, a certain thing, just 50-50, period? Like, why does it have to be one person? Because
guess what?
Because you have... Wait a minute. Once again, I'm going to go back to that 70%. I'm going to go back to that 70% of women that initiate divorce. Why?
Should I answer?
Why you want to be starting something? Yeah, why you want to be starting something?
I don't understand what your point is. You're saying that 70% of women will start a divorce proceeding, but it has to be a reason why. I don't think women are just saying, oh, yeah, I just want to divorce because I'm just sick of him right now. No, it has to be things that led up to that.
Check it out.
Tell me right. That you married somebody and you married to somebody for 25, 30 years and in between that time or all that time, it has to be something that woman got to say, listen, I'm sick of this shit. Okay?
If his feet stunk when you first married him and his feet still stinking, that's not a reason, you know what I'm saying? You listen, you signed up for it. There's certain things you just signed up for.
Wait, hold
up.
If your feet stunk and I've been telling you for the last 10 years or 20 years that your feet stink, you need to do so, or I'm trying to help you unstink your feet, and you just don't want to do that, then guess what? Who problem is that? That ain't my problem.
K-Dog.
I tried to help you unstink your feet.
K-Dog, set him straight, K-Dog. Get on
the K-Dog. I tried to help you unstink your feet, but you don't want to do that, so you know what?
My goodness.
Get him, K-Dog.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Get him.
Hi, K-Dog.
Good evening. Good evening, everybody. And I've said this before, love don't live here no more. The state of romance is dead. The state of love is dead. People are looking for, and I'm not saying it's the man's fault. I'm not saying it's the women's fault. You know what I'm saying? It's both people's fault. Because you know what it is? When you're getting into a relationship, you have to, first of all, know what you want, and you have to prepare yourself to get into the relationship you want. Now, I'm not saying that everything is going to be perfect. Nothing is perfect. There's no such thing as the perfect relationship, just like there's no such thing as the perfect man or the perfect woman. Both have their faults. We both have.
Don't let the woman say it, because you know they
no. Don't, and I'm not. And I'm not gonna bite my tongue. men have faults, women have faults too.
Yeah, we both have faults, of course.
Both have faults. Now, you know, now these days, a relationship is more like a business deal. That's the sad part about it. You're looking,
okay.
a woman will want a man who has a career, who has it all together. And it's up to the man. And yes, should a man have it all together before he gets with a woman? Yes, he should. Keep your finances in order. Make sure your life is not a mess. Make sure that get rid of all the drama that you're mm-hmm. Make sure you get rid of all the drama, because one thing's for sure. You can't get with a woman carrying extra baggage and you expect her to carry the baggage for you.
But wait a minute, Kato, real quick, Kato. If a man is expected to have all his stuff together, should the woman have her stuff together too?
I'm getting to that.
Oh, please,
you know,
please,
I'm
please,
looking
please,
at,
please.
Like
please.
I said, I'm looking at both. I'm looking at both. Yes, a man should get it together. Make sure that you're not bringing in baggage, because one thing's for sure, what people don't like when they're going somewhere and you're carrying extra baggage and you bring more baggage, it's going to get tiring. It's going to be a burden. Now, for the woman, you want a man to get it all together. You as a woman should get yourself together as well. If you're looking for the kind of man that you want a man, but yet you're carrying so much baggage, it could be, and it comes from both sides. It could be from an old relationship that you never got over the hurt. It could be something that's been bothering you. And let me say this to be fair. Yes, the woman should get herself prepared. You have to get yourself prepared mentally, financially, because you know what? In a relationship that leads to marriage, it takes two people to want to work things out together. It shouldn't be a one-sided. It shouldn't be all up on the man's back. And it shouldn't be on the woman's back. The two of you
Amen.
Are coming together.
Amen.
Two of you.
Can I just say this?
Amen.
Don't you think it's up to the person who does the original pursuing? So say if I wanted to date you, K-Dog, and I see that
mm-hmm.
you are at a certain level, and I'm not there, shouldn't I be building myself before I even come and try to approach you, as opposed to approaching you and expecting you to wait until I get it together?
Of course.
That's my point.
Of course
whoever
you should.
It is
That's
that
what
does
I meant.
The approaching, the, whoever it is that does the initial approaching, I like you, or if you like me, I expect you to have it together when you approach me. That's
right.
That's what
and
the
and I agree
about.
With that. And, you know, that's what it is. Like I said, it's both sides. It's the woman and it's the man. Both sides need to get themselves together. Because it's like this, okay, as a man, no, okay, I heard the women talk
but
about,
K-Dog,
you know,
K-Dog,
you don't want a man
K-Dog,
who's
K-Dog,
yeah.
K-Dog.
Yeah.
Let me cut across. I'm sorry to cut across, brother. But the way society dictates it, it's okay. Now, Miss Cherry probably going to come start shooting after this. She's going to start popping off. But
you're going to say something crazy. Go ahead.
Listen, society says it's okay for a woman to not have all her stuff together, but a man has to.
And society has got it.
And I don't think that's
wrong.
Fair.
It's not fair.
It's not
really?
Fair at all, because you know why? This is society, and Brother B, you said it right. It's not fair because you know what? Why is it, okay, if a man has it all together, why should he be with the woman who's broken? Why should he be with the woman that doesn't have it all together? And
broken,
you know,
or broke.
And I'm not talking about
broken
finan-
or
I'm not
broke.
Talking about just financially, but I'm talking about mentally, because when one thing, you with someone who's broken, there's no way you're going to put that person back together. It's up to the person to put themselves together.
But my point is this. If the person that you're going after, you're interested in them the way that you see them. So if they're broken and you're going
right.
after them, then you already have accepted them in their broken state. You can't say, I have
don't
it
say
together.
It.
And
stop, Miss Cherry. You better stop.
Wait,
you better stop.
Say,
you better stop. You're about to track yourself.
saying whoever does the pursuing should have it together before they make the approach. Now, if I'm
right.
interested in you and I see you're broken, I have a choice to say, no, he's broken, I'm not going to deal with him, or I'm going to wait till he gets it together because I already have my stuff together. But what I can't do is say, I'm going to get with you, and now, you know what, there's a problem with you. Now we have a problem with our relationship because you're broken, and you should have it together. I knew that when I went after you, you were broken. You were broken before.
So if you knew it, why do it? It's inviting drama to yourself.
Because everybody deserves a chance. Just like you want somebody to give you a chance.
Red just said something very interesting. I'm jump all over that like gravy on right now, Red.
I said because just like you guys want us to give y'all a chance, why you can't give us a chance? Everybody deserves a chance.
But and the whole thing is, yes, I get it. But some things are just not about chance. What it is about two people. Whether it's a mental, spiritual, or physical attraction, it's two people that come together and they agree to be in a relationship
mm-hmm.
with one another. When you agree to be in a relationship with one another, there's certain things that you agree to deal with
mm-hmm.
from one another. I deal with
right.
your shit. You deal with my shit, but we both love each other. We come together in the middle. Ooh. We both love each other. We're together. We're together in a relationship.
Okay, so
that's
my point.
That being said, wait.
Mm-hmm,
wait.
Go ahead.
Hold your horses. Hold your horses. Oh, I'll let you gallop uh-huh. out the thing in a few minutes. Hold your horses. So we're in a relationship, right? And
mm-hmm.
we're like, hey, we love each other, and we're going forward in life. You're doing things, I'm doing things, whatever. Let's get married. Now, you have one person that may just not want to get married because that was either never their thing, or because whether you like it or not, society puts this pressure and put this thing out there, and it's been going on
mm-hmm.
for years, like,
yes,
you know, about marriage and weddings
uh-huh.
and all this
the
and
fantasy
that.
Of it.
Like, it's important. Yeah, like, it's important. But the whole thing is nothing is more important than a relationship, the relationship you have. So some people get married because it's a title. They put the title
exactly.
before the relationship. And then
okay.
there are expectations
uh-huh.
that come along. I said it, Ms. Terry. There's expectations that come along with that
exactly
that you're looking for, wait a minute, but we were in a whole relationship for like 3 years, and now all of a sudden you're like, oh, I want to get married. Why? Because Jackie got married? Why? Because Tarabina
exactly.
got married? Why? Because Joey got married? So now all of a sudden you want to be married. And we've been in this relationship for how long? 3 years? And you're like, you know, 3 years is you should know already and all this. And now how you going to make up my mind on what I know? Listen, if I come home to you and I cook for you and we're in this relationship for all these years, you're going to try and tell me, oh, if you don't marry me by this time, then it's over. So where was the
You know what
reason?
It is?
Okay, so now I'm
going
to admit to this.
Can
go
I
ahead.
Say
go
something,
ahead,
please? Okay. Unfortunately, I'm listening to everybody, and I'm agreeing. I agree with what Brother B said, because you know what it is? Unfortunately, now we're going to have to talk about this topic, too, because you have a lot of outside influences. Don't base your
uh-huh.
relationship on what your friends have. Focus on
right.
what you have with this person. Stop trying to keep up with your friends, because your friends come up and say, oh, guess what? And unfortunately,
again, it comes from the men and it comes from the women. Oh, guess what? Guess what I did? Guess what he did for me? Oh, he proposed to me. Oh, this. Oh, what is your man doing? Oh, he took me this. Oh, my man took me this. What is your man doing? What is your woman doing, man? You know, my woman's doing this. And, you know, you listen to all of this and you lose focus. It's like, you know what it is?
No,
I call it
no.
like someone.
But I'm
going to
admit to this.
You know when you throw, you know when you throw a monkey wrench into a machine?
Wait,
and
wait, okay, wait, Kato.
Up.
Wait, Kato, what did Red say?
You're
going to admit to what?
I said, I'm going to admit women do that more. I don't ever hear,
no!
I never hear men talking about going to the marriage thing. I hear women saying that more. I've always said that. Because I've had friends that would like that. Where it's like, because I am a woman myself, I see it more with women put more of the pressure on a man or on the marriage thing than men do. I hardly hear men saying stuff like that. But go ahead, Kato. You absolutely, you know, I heard you. Yep,
Jesus.
Absolutely.
But you know what it is?
Easter,
a lot of women. And I've heard a lot of women do this. And you know what? And again, I'm not bashing the women. Please, ladies, do not get upset. But unfortunately,
oh, you know,
I've seen a lot of women allow their friends to mix into their relationship. And you know what? You're having a good thing with somebody. And again, both the men and the women, you're having a good thing with somebody. Why are you going to allow your friends to talk so much in your head? It's like I said before, like I was saying before, it's like you have something that's working, a machine that's working, and you go ahead and you're like, oh, let me see how this works with this. And you throw a monkey wrench up in there. And next thing you know, your machine is all jacked up. It's not going
to
work anymore.
Right. So I can see what you're talking about, but let's be for real. We're all adults, and most women don't make decisions based on what their friends do, right? Normally, if a woman wants, if she's giving you an ultimatum, it's because she thought there was some sort of understanding that apparently there wasn't. It was a natural progression that she was looking for. She didn't go in dating you thinking that she was going to be with you forever. With no, I guess you said agreement, legal document or whatever.
No
commitment. That document is a big deal for men, because if it wasn't, we wouldn't be having this discussion. Like I said, when a man
so it's not a big deal for you.
When a man signs a marriage license, he feels like he's giving up something, and that's why they.
But what about
so
you?
Much.
Now that I can
so
admit that. Now that thing, what Ms. Cherry said. I can vouch for that. That's why I said it's like I can say I'm on the fence with it, but then I'm not, because what she just said is true too. But then, and that's the flip side of it. I think what kind of K-Dog is saying is like when a man knows he has to get married, or the woman is, you know, saying something or the piece of paper, it's like they get, it's like you guys get, it's like your mind just goes blank. Or you
right.
feel like you just like you said,
because
you feel like you're losing
you,
something.
Because no, it's not so
if
much
you,
losing.
You
know what I'm saying?
You know what?
You,
to some dudes, it may be
sorry.
Losing. Well, hold on, Mister.
Real quick,
let me throw this out there. To some men, they may have that feeling. But all right, if no one's gonna go into something on some. Oh, I'm going to lose stuff. Oh, I'm going to lose. But
absolutely.
You got to think about it like this. Well, hold on.
Nah.
But hold on. If a man is going into a marriage, signing away his life.
See?
If that's what the perception is, if the man is willing to sign away his life, his rights or whatever for you.
Right.
What's the problem? What is your beef?
Don't feel it's a problem. You personally don't feel it's a problem. A lot of men feel like that. They feel that they're losing something or they're going to lose something. That's how you feel. You can't keep going off of how you feel.
But
other
again,
men don't feel like that.
70%, but once again, if it's 70% of the women that initiate divorce, why,
okay.
You know, listen, people is like, well, why should I take my chances? But once again, let's go back. Hold on, let's go back, Ms. Cherry. Let's go back, Red. Let's go back, hey, dog. So you're trying to tell me we've been together for 2.5 years. strong, okay. Vacationing. We've been just doing it. We chilling, having a good-ass time. And the next thing you know, the marriage word comes, the M word comes up, marriage. I want to get married. And you're like, okay, well, okay. You know, we can do that, but just not right now. Why not right now?
Well,
yeah, why not now?
No,
I'm doing, why is it marriage a short step? It has, no, it doesn't have anything. It does. You know what? I don't know if it's. Yeah, because once
you keep going off of your own personal feeling, that's why.
It's unfortunately
not personal.
Women, unfortunately, marriage is a big step. It's a big step. It's a lifetime commitment. Are you ready for it?
It's a contract. It's a contract.
It's supposed to be.
Once again, and you know what? So you're trying to tell me I'm not supposed to be leery about jumping into a legal binding contract? Like, a relationship is a relationship. And it's not like, you know what
but
I'm saying?
But marriage is big.
I don't believe.
It's a lifetime commitment.
Okay, and I get that. Okay.
It's a commitment.
And it's not
commitment.
Like I don't believe that you're a good person. And it's not like, yo, hey, I don't love you. But if you turn around and give a dude an ultimatum, like, if you're not going to do this, then I'm leaving you. Then it's like, well, damn, did you even love me in the get-go?
Oh, here we
because
go.
Why would,
that.
If, why,
that's,
no,
that's
no,
nonsense.
Because why would you give somebody
that's,
an ultimatum?
That's nonsense. That's
because.
Nonsense to assume that a woman wants to give up security. If you say that you love her and it makes no difference, then it's no difference for you to sign the paper and give her that security that she feels she needs.
Yo,
the
you
reason
know what?
Why
you
won't
something?
Do it. The reason why you won't do it is because you know that if you sign that paper, according to you, like you said, giving up your freedom, she might take half your money.
I said I was giving up my freedom.
Well, I'm just saying your independence. Let's say not freedom, independence. To go and do what you did before. The reason why you won't do it is because you're focused on it not being successful walking in the door. Well, what happens once it breaks apart? I'm going to lose this, this, and this. You're not saying, okay, I can do this because I know we're going to be together forever, so it doesn't make a difference. That's why
all right.
Guys have such a big problem because they feel they're losing something or they're going to lose something because they don't anticipate it lasting for a lifetime.
All right, walk with me.
Mm-hmm.
There's a too many society and too many women put a lot of faith in marriage and think that marriage is going to bring them some type of security when it comes to
really
the things in their life. And it doesn't. Once again, we are two individuals coming together. If you don't have your shit straight, or you choose, or you're not really looking to have your shit straight, and the other person is trying to get their shit straight, or they don't have it straight to either, then either you both are doing it together, or maybe you individually, as it was said earlier, need to do what you need to do for each other before before you guys come together and make that commitment. Because it's no balance in the relationship. Listen,
yeah,
just like Miss Cherry
love?
Said, love don't pay the bills. Pay the bills. Love don't pay the
I know
rent.
That,
love
but wait a minute.
Things.
But you say, oh, but I love this person. Oh, I love, love, the love.
Well, that's
we're going to live off of love.
But,
we're
yeah.
going to live off of love.
Well, love <you're>
you know what? But like I said, love,
but
love don't live
don't
here no
right,
more, man. It ain't no love out
but
here.
But wait a minute. You know what I'm saying? Like, but. Real talk, I get what you're saying, Red. Like, love should be the main factor, and that's it. But so if that's the case, but no, see, and that's the thing. See, I said love,
that's
and you said, eh.
No,
and,
it should be
and that's
different.
The problem.
It
that's why.
Be,
that's why
not,
nobody's happy.
It should not be the only factor.
That's why nobody.
It should be a factor, but it should not be the only factor. You cannot marry somebody and say, I love you so much, do without some food, clothes, and shelter. We're going to live here in a tent because I love
you
that
means
much.
You was,
you have to also,
but that means you was living
there
like
other,
that before.
There are other things that come along with a relationship, a working relationship. Love is a part of it, but it's not the only factor. if you really want to know the truth, you can fall out of love real quick with someone who is abusing you, someone who's not providing for you, someone who makes you feel less than.
That well, you don't even like that person. I keep telling
you
y'all,
know
like,
some people,
I rather like
you.
You
know what?
I rather like you before the love, because the like, the I can wean into that love, but I have to like you first. Like I said,
but
if your feet stink
exactly.
and I like the smell of your, if I like them stink ass feet, then that means I really like you, because ain't no way in hell. Now if I like your stink ass feet, then guess what? That love will come right in, because guess what? We can get foot powder, like I said, we can get foot powder and all surgery, something. We can, I don't know what we're gonna do, but we can do something about the feet.
But listen,
you know, yeah,
but that's real. That's the, and you know what? See that right there. That's real. Like that's tangible. Like that it should never be about anything else but love. That's why I don't see how you can say you love somebody but then you give them an ultimatum. Because all right, if
that's
you wanna
true.
Look
but
Mary,
how do you feel you can?
But huh?
How do you feel you can?
You can't, because
you
all right, if you
give ultimatum. If you love them,
that's
why
the thing.
Does he have to give you ultimatum? You should want to
right,
make her happy. If this little thing makes her happy, why not do it if it's no big deal? They have to give you ultimatum.
Is this little thing
honestly,
makes you okay,
yeah,
this little thing. Little expensive
well,
thing.
But see, you got to be careful with that, Miss Cherry, because see, that's the thing. That's, you're saying a little thing, but see, some men will do things just to say, let me shut her up. Let me just buy her this ring so she can shut up.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Just,
gotta be kind of careful
just,
with that.
To do that.
And
because once that happens,
aren't there women that sit there and cater to men for the same reason? Well, let me just do this so
true.
I can get my ring. Now, I'm
you
sure
too.
Exactly.
You right about that too.
Watch, taking on his burdens and his responsibilities and trying to
wait
make
a
him
minute.
Feel good just so I can get my ring. It's, it works.
And, but
yeah,
but wait a minute. But, that, but that's a problem. But so you're doing it for a goal. You're doing this for a ring. So he's saying,
and that's
oh,
the sad
let,
part
me
about
just,
it.
Let me just shut her up and let me do this. Or let me do this so I can get that. You're not, whatever happened to the love of things?
But if you
like
felt
you're just
that
doing, is that
you
the
with
end
them
game?
In the first place? If you felt that
well,
way,
okay.
You with them in the first place. You just did it
and like
time.
I said
like
earlier.
Said,
and,
that's
and like
life's
I said
a big
earlier,
deal. Cause you,
like I said earlier, there are a lot of women out there that look to marriage as a security.
Exactly.
And, but at the same time, it doesn't always offer the security that they think that they're looking for. And some, there are men out there who turn around and don't want to get involved because they turn around and feel like, oh, I'm going to lose. Commitment is commitment. A commitment doesn't mean, like a marriage doesn't mean commitment. I don't care what anybody says.
Of course not.
You can stand there, put your hand on the Bible, you can do this. You can be on the top of Mount Arafat in Jesus' did. Wherever you want to be. You can be right there. It doesn't mean – marriage doesn't mean commitment on paper.
Absolutely.
Nope.
But it doesn't mean that your heart is there. It doesn't always
but
mean
what that. But what it does establish, and it's what you mentioned, the problem is it does establish accountability. So maybe I
exactly.
marry you, and you're not committed, and now I say, you know what, I'm tired of this. I want a divorce. You treat me like dirt. This is not what I signed up for. Now you're accountable to make sure that I remain in the same status that I was when I met you. So now you're losing something, so to speak, because now you have to pay for spousal support and you have to take care of your kids. You see that as a loss, as a result of a divorce. And that's why men have a problem with it, because if they saw it as I'm going to marry this person and be with them forever, it would not be an issue. If they wanted to marry the person,
right.
I don't believe in ultimatums, because I just feel like either they want to be with you or they don't. If you have to give them an ultimatum, they don't want to be with you. You are wasting your time. You should be able to.
Well, wait, what have you see, and that's ridiculous. So you're trying to tell me just because we've been together? Oh, what you see? That's conditions, and you know what? That's
that's
with a lot of men. That's a turnoff.
But you know what?
Those conditions are turnoff because if you're trying to
know,
wait.
You would know that if I met you. If my goal was marriage and I met you, you would know that before we get to like the 6 month mark. That this is what I'm looking for,
mm-hmm.
and this
and
is
you
my
know
goal
what?
In the next 3 years. And if it's not going to work out, it's okay. We can stop right now. We don't have to do the whole 3 years. This is what
and
I'm looking
glad
for.
You brought that
not,
up.
You don't match up.
I'm glad you brought that up, Ms. Cherry, because that's another
uh-huh.
issue why a lot of men don't get married. It's because
yep.
it's not about not wanting to marry you. It's about the ultimatum. It's about you saying,
no.
"Well, I will." Wait, hold on. Because whatever you, no matter however you want to word it or say it, if me and you are dating and all this and that, and you're saying, "Oh, well, I want to be married in 3 years." Oh, well,
it's
damn.
Pressure.
Okay.
it's a lot of pressure.
Like, can't we? Can I learn to like you or love you first? Like, really? Like, what if love don't come until 2.5 years? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
like, you throwing that out there.
About it.
20 years.
You don't.
What
you
it take
that
20
you're putting
years?
Conditions
does
on a relationship. But, what?
Does she wait for you for 20 years? What if it takes you 20 years to get it together?
Oh, wait. Well, hold on. You're waiting. Listen to what you're saying.
Now, get together how? Are we talking about financially, mentally, you know, like.
But that's the whole
what
thing.
What is a reasonable? What is a reasonable amount of time that you feel a woman who is dedicating her life to you should wait for you to get it together?
Well, wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. How did
you
turn into me
number?
Getting my shit together? Wait a minute. Hold on.
Wow.
Stop the press.
It's too, like
order
in
the court. Order
in
the court. Order
in
the court. Exactly.
Order in the court.
Because you turn around and just throwing it all on me. And I'm
no,
the one
I'm
that.
But what about
my
you?
Pocket. Wait.
I'm
you can't
saying
be,
you, but not
you. Be,
not you. Not you.
I know not
a
me.
Male.
I know not
what
me.
What is a reasonable amount of time that you feel is fair for a woman to wait
why
for a man
is
to get it together?
What?
No.
Oh, so
what is
get
a reasonable
it together
amount
what?
Of time?
What do you
get
mean,
his
get
life
together?
Together, decide he wants to be committed, decide he's okay with marriage, decide
so
that
so what were you doing with him?
Wait. Decide he
why
wants to spend the rest
them?
Of his life with her. What is a reasonable amount of time
why
that a woman should be okay with
you?
Waiting for a man to get it together?
But you keep saying, I'm sorry, mister, you keep saying why, but the thing is, what difference does it make of why I'm with him? If I'm with him, once again, you know, whether he got his stuff together or not, or whatever the case is, it's like, it has to be a time that if I personally want to get married, or because I love you so much, like you so much, whatever the case is, if I want to get married to you, then guess what? You got to do the, I'm not going to say it has to be a pinpoint time, but bro, you got to get that together. I don't want to be 85 years old and we walking down the aisle.
Mm-hmm.
That's bullshit. That ain't going to happen. Because guess what?
Yeah,
at that
whole,
point,
but,
it ain't going to happen.
So, all right, so marriage, so I mean, to be honest with you, and I mean, in my opinion, to be honest, it seems like marriage trumps love.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it does.
Marriage trumps love.
Marriage is more important than
sad
love.
About it.
Marriage is more important than love.
And you can't have a marriage without love because you know
no.
what I'm going
to
tell you.
Listen,
you
no.
have
okay.
love,
you keep talking about this
mess.
Love thing, and like I said, It's not about that. I feel if you love the person then, or if you love them that much, yes, you should marry them or try or whatever or at least give the effort of doing that if that's what you want to do. I understand that. But somebody's not going to wait forever for you. And that goes
okay.
on both sides, man or woman. I don't think anybody should wait that long or a certain time for anybody because, once again, as I said, depending on your age bracket, at this point in my age, I'm not going to wait until I'm damn near 60 or 70 years old and then you want, no, absolutely not. We either going to do that now
okay.
or whatever, or we're not going to do it at all.
I want to be able to, when I marry somebody, we be able to enjoy life, not sit there and have to run been gay on each other, walking with walkers because we can barely make it at 70 and 80 because he woke up and
okay.
said,
I'm halfway there already.
Okay.
I now want
so you
to
know what?
With her. We still
so
we want to be able
ask...
to meet somebody and enjoy life with them and create memories. Everybody, I assume
okay.
everybody here is like in their 40s and 50s. We can still
absolutely.
Create memories and build on that.
Okay,
did,
so hold on.
Wait for you to get it together.
Okay. Go ahead, Mr. Joe. Let it rip.
Hello, people.
Hi, Joe.
Oh, God.
Get him, Joe. Get him, Joe.
Too bad I came in, I guess, a little bit too late. But I like the topic, and I can only guess what it is. Was that Big Red saying that she didn't want to share her wheelchair with her 70-year-old Cherry?
No, that was Miss Cherry.
That was Miss Cherry. So what happens if you become 70 and you become just a little bit disabled? You wouldn't want your husband to say, you know what, sweetie?
No, that's not what I'm saying.
You wouldn't want him. Oh, okay. All right, then I got you.
I wouldn't want to still be a girlfriend, you know, and we're sharing wheelchairs.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah.
Well, if I'm in a wheelchair and I meet somebody's in a wheelchair, I think she's probably a better candidate than somebody who's walking around, you know, without a wheelchair. But I know what you're saying. You want to be happy and healthy together and share each other's lives. Now, what's the ultimatum? Right. I think we're a little bit too old and in too much of an advanced, that's a misnomer, stage of civilization in which we have to wait until we get married before we have sex. So what exactly, Brother B, is the ultimatum?
The ultimatum is, oh, I want to be married in such time, or we've been together X amount of years, and either we get married or this relationship is over, or we got to work, we got to do something else. And I'm like, how do you say that to someone that you say that you love? How do you do that?
Yeah.
Where was the love ever present for you to give somebody an ultimatum?
You would think so, but that's been the way it's of the mindset of females for a long, long time, because the biological clock, don't you know, is clicking, you know, and they want to give birth to babies. Yeah, I know. So, look, I've been dating you for so long. I've given you the best years of my life. And you better marry me and give me children so that I can divorce you and take half your assets later, or else.
But real talk. Wait a minute. So you're trying to tell me that two people that are together, been through all types of crap together, whatever, just because a man doesn't come with a ring, it's like, all right, this relationship is over. Like, I feel like I'm wasting my time. You know how insulting that is for you two, stop. You in a relationship for like three or four, because some women, I've heard women, like 4 years. If it takes 4 years, that means he don't want to marry you. So wait a minute. If a man has been with you, someone has been with you for 4 years and you guys are strong, like you live together, you have other things going on with each other. You're trying to tell me that that means he doesn't love you because he doesn't want to marry you? You know how – I'm sorry. That sounds stupid.
It sounds like he doesn't want to make a commitment to you. And how much longer should you hold
commitment?
On? Four
you're living together, washing
enough?
Each other's drawers. What are you talking about?
Maybe 15 years. Maybe she should wait 15 years for him to turn around and say, hey, you know what? We're strong and we're in love. We got everything going on. I'll put a ring on it now that you're 70.
It's a badge, Brother B. It always has been that way. It's the mark of he claimed me. I wanted to be claimed. I wanted to be seen as not just a legitimate woman, but a wife. The status is I'm a wife. I'm not a girlfriend anymore. Therefore, I receive special treatment, and in the court of law, they do. Now, let's take away that particular avariciousness, okay, and just say that the woman wants to make sure that her man really believes that she is the one for him. I, in a way, don't blame that particular badge. However, Brother B and other people like myself and K-Dog and Hot Rod, et cetera, we also believe that if we're with you, we're with you because we love you. If we treat you right, you wouldn't be, you would still, that's why you're around. If we didn't treat you right, you would leave. But for you to, just to proclaim in front of your friends, your family, and your mom, look, Ma, I got a ring. In today's day and age, we don't care about that, okay? Because if women don't care about giving birth to children out of wedlock, they shouldn't care about the man that they're marrying in order to get into wedlock. So that's one attitude.
Wait. Can I just say this? I think it's more.
Amen.
It's more of a, you call it a contract, but let's say it's a contract showing that you value her enough to be willing to take that risk that you might lose everything. That's how much you love her. You're willing to lose it. Not to say that she's going to take
glad.
It. But you
I'm
guys,
glad you said
but
that.
Of course, but
yes,
you guys are saying you automatically enter it assuming she's going to take everything. In other words, I got to guard myself. I don't want to get her. If things don't work out, you know, Savinava, you're on your own because things didn't work out. I think most women just want that security. You say you love her. You're doing everything right. Everything's working out. Then what is the big deal to sign the paper?
There's no guarantee.
The
that ring is
no
not
what?
Security. The
years.
Paperwork.
Mm-hmm. Or, matter of fact, you know what? I'm sorry. The paperwork is a guarantee because it's paperwork. It's a contract. And if someone defaults on the contract, you win or the other person wins.
Then don't default.
Now you can treat
that's
it like it's a game.
Don't default.
It's
huh?
not the other
but
person.
But you treat it like it's a game.
A lot of people do treat
you're
it like it's a game.
You're treating it like a game. Because when men approach the women and they say, how about signing a prenup? No, I'm offended. Well, why shouldn't I be offended if you're refusing it? You know that there's a divorce rate of 55-60% first time around alone. But we're not going to get divorced, baby. We love each other. Then sign the prenup. No, I'm offended. But the prenup, you know, only comes into place if the marriage fails. If we know that the marriage isn't going to fail, then we're not going to enact the prenup. So all you got to do is sign it and don't worry about it. No,
The average person doesn't have enough to make a prenup worth anything. You know, most people do not have enough money to for it to be.
You
want to
bet on that, Sherry?
A prenup.
You want to bet on that,
well,
Sherry?
I'll talk
if
about
I'm making $100,000
a
year,
to sign
if I'm making I'll be offended. Yeah, let's say you make $75,000, which isn't bad money. Somebody else makes $100,000. You don't think that he should mm-hmm. protect his assets against you?
I don't think that's that much money to be signing in a prenup. When I think of prenup,
yeah.
I think of people who earn. They're in the upper class. They're earning over $1 million. They have a lot to lose. $100,000 a year. And don't let me diminish it like it's not money because it is good money. But is it really something to be arguing back and forth?
Yeah, it
about?
Is.
I don't think so.
Most of
I
you have been
so.
Married and divorced. Most of you, I guess, I'm assuming, have been married and divorced. When you've been divorced, especially the men, if you're making even less than $100,000, didn't the woman come after your assets? Didn't she come after child support? Didn't she come after alimony? Those are your assets.
Child support is something different.
Of course.
Child support is
that's
different.
That's money
mm-hmm.
coming out of your pocket.
A conversation.
That, or
no,
you bet it does.
Taking
yeah.
care of your children.
No.
It has nothing to do with
you
the
would
family.
Think you're taking care of your children?
You would have to do that anyway.
Alimony?
You would have to do that
uh-uh.
anyway.
Alimony.
No, child
no,
support.
No. Child support is child support. Alimony is alimony. And when you have a prenup, you can diminish that type of alimony if you agree to certain terms before you get married.
Yeah, but most people,
now,
most
you can
people
throw around,
don't get alimony.
You can,
most people don't get alimony unless their partner earns a lot more than them. The courts are not going to listen to the fact that he earns 100 and I earn 90. And, we're,
and most
and
women are not going
alimony.
To marry
That's
men.
Not gonna happen.
And most women are not going to marry men unless they make a lot more than them.
I don't know about that.
Women marry up, okay? They don't marry down.
We try to.
You take
we
a look
to.
At 95% of the women in the United States, they won't even date a guy who's making less money than them, even though they'll say,
no,
finances
not
are not, finances
no,
are
not,
not number one with me, but I just want to make sure that he can support himself.
That's not true.
It is.
You know what, Mr. You know what, Mr. Joe? I will say this. That mind state that you just spoke of is very much alive and kicking. But
exactly.
it's subject to change, you know, with there are some women out there who are actually willing to, you know, just, you know, kind of forego all that. But to prove my point, which is not about proving a point, but it proves my point, if you notice, most of this discussion has just been about either finances or some type of security or, you know, making sure that someone is good going forward. Once again, L-O-V-E or L-I-K-E. None of that is even in the conversation. Just because we get married, or just because you marry someone, once again,
it's a partnership.
Be careful what you ask for.
It's business.
Because you just might get it. With all pros comes cons. Just because that dude that's making six figures don't mean he love you. Don't mean he give a damn about you. And the same thing with that woman. Because
he's making six figures. Mind if I ask him? He's making six figures. He's making six figures.
And the same thing with women.
You know what? He has nothing to lose.
Money. Yeah, and the same thing with women. There's women out there that's making bread. It don't mean she love you. It don't mean she love you.
I don't think.
It don't mean nothing at all. It's too much of an emphasis on money.
I don't think that any adult that's actually looking to get involved with somebody long term is only thinking about money. I know I don't. I have dated guys that don't earn as much as money as me. I have dated guys that are probably not where they should be or where I would like them to be ideally. I don't focus on that because I know that money comes and goes. And if you meet somebody that has goals and they're ambitious and they're trying to do something and you see them, they're on their way, I now have that option to say, well, you know what, I'm going to wait for them. I'm going to support them. Or no, let them get it together before, you know, I'm interested in them. Let me see how far they're willing to go. Before I even think about that, I have to like them. Mm-hmm. You know, I have to like them. If I don't like you, I don't even care. I don't even care what's in your pocket. It doesn't matter to me.
Yeah, right.
And that's because, that's because, Joe, I can actually take care of myself. So
well,
I have options.
All women can take care of themselves.
I'm not looking for you to pay my bills. So now I can say, not today. I'm going to go with this one because I'm not depending on you to pay my bills. That's what happens when you're a little more established and you're a little bit more independent. You can actually have more choices. You can choose. You don't have to take whatever's thrown at you. And you can demand better for yourself. And that's
relationships
depending upon what criteria.
I never have, I never will.
Relationships comes with conditions. It comes with conditions. Like you said, criteria. Men have to fit a certain criteria. Mm-hmm. Just like the same thing, you know, with relationships. Somebody's looking for something from the other person. But once again, where does the love, you know, come into play? Like really. Like when you let all these other
outside,
them
and like them.
These others, okay, you got to know them and like them. But once you know them and like them, then what's your excuse if things don't go right? Wait, hold on. How do you like someone, and you like, oh, I'm gonna be with this person, or I want to be with this person, but then when some shit goes wrong, you turn around and you bail,
mm-hmm.
or you're like, you know what, this is not the relationship for me because things are not happening the way I want them to happen.
Exactly.
So therefore, you know, this is, and you know what? You know how a lot of men and women get caught up in that bullshit? Because once again, as I said earlier in the show, certain things are about patience. No, it's not about anger. It's about patience. It's about patience. Because if you don't have that patience to wait for that person, or you came into the relationship, or you stepped into the relationship with certain things that you wanted, not so much about what the other person wanted. You stepped in there. These are the things that I wanted. I never got in a relationship for things that I wanted. I just got in a relationship because I goddamn liked the person. Or, you know, I was like, I can see myself loving the person. But I don't need shit.
But I don't think that's the case.
I can sew a button on my own shirt. I can do my own shit. I've said it before and I say it again. You're not here because I need you here. You're here because I want you here. And I've said that to women before and they've gotten offended. Because they said, what do you mean you don't need me here? No, I don't need you. I don't need you. I want you here. And that's better than the need.
That's how women feel. I wouldn't get offended at all if someone said that to me. You know, I want you. You're here because I want you. I don't need you. That takes a lot of pressure off of me. I know I'm not being
right.
Used.
Absolutely.
I'm like, you know.
There's a lot of women out there that do not like that.
Because, like, what, you don't need me? No, I don't need you. I don't need you here. I can do my own thing here because I want you here. Like, why would you want somebody to be, like, you, needy? Why do you want a needy person? Mm-hmm. Why do you want that pressure?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but it's not about, but you have women that want, they want that. You saying want that pressure, but they want that.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of you have, especially now, nowadays, you have a lot of women that want that. It's like they're looking for those type of men, somebody they can take care of. And I don't know why, and I don't know why in hell they would want that, especially if you have your own children or your children are certain age. Why the hell you want to take care of another grown-ass man? I don't want to take care of nobody as grown as these daggone kids. I don't want to do that. I don't even like
it. Then they wonder why. That's why,
what makes you think I'm going to like you?
I don't even like them. I just see it as relationships nowadays come with too many conditions.
Oh man, too much.
Which to me makes it not a real relationship. It's not real if it comes with conditions. It's not real if it comes with terms. It's not real if you're sitting there saying, oh, well, if I don't get this in a certain amount of time, then I'm going. So why get involved? Why even start something
realistic?
That you know you may not finish? No, it's not real.
Is it not real if it requires accountability? Because I know at my age, I'm close to 50. If I start dating you, I'm going to let you know straight up where I'm going and what my timeline is and where I think we should be. And if you don't feel that way, you have that option to say, you know what, she seems like she's a little pushy or she's on a timeline that I'm not. We don't even have to go any further. Or you could be honest and tell me, and I'll be like, well, I like him. But see, it's going to take him another 20 years to get his stuff together. I need to move on because I don't believe that there's only one person that you're compatible with. I feel like maybe it doesn't work with you, but there's somebody out there for everybody. Maybe I thought it was you, but it might be him over there. And so I'm not going to
waste my
youth and my pretty waiting for you to decide to get it together. If we're not meeting on that most important thing for me, I need to move on.
Okay, so me and you get together and turn around, your shit don't work out the way you want it to work out.
Mm-hmm.
Nine times out of ten, when that individual has issues and things not working out for them, then it's like the relationship goes to shit. Because certain things didn't work out for them and on their timeline. But once again, which is more important, the life, the love, or the relationship, or the security? Because once again, I'm a firm believer that paperwork don't mean security. Because just like you paid to get married, you paid to get divorced. There's no security in it whatsoever.
Can I just say this? One of the big misconceptions is that every woman wants to get married. I think it's like a lot of people hold that as the golden carrot that everybody's chasing. Not every woman wants to get married, just like some men don't want to get married. So, you know, as you're sitting there and you're feeling this pressure because you feel she really, really wants to get married, there are women that are like, no, you know what, let's just keep it like this. I love you, but I don't want to be committed to you on that term. In case things don't work out, I don't want to have to divide up the house. I don't want to divide up things that we've established together. It is not every woman's dream to have your ring on her finger. It just isn't. Not yours, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
I say yours, men in general. It's not every woman's dream and fantasy to have a wedding or be married to a particular man or a particular status. You know, it's just not true.
All right. Well, with that being said, Mr. Joe, K-Dog, Big Red, Miss Cherry, thank you. This has been great. Yeah, we're going to have to do some type of part two. Like, Hot Rod, we need to do a show on Monday, talk about this relationship come with conditions. Because we're going to have to do something like that because it damn sure does.
Mm-hmm.
And on that note, everybody have a great week.
Sure as hell does.
You know, be safe out there.
You
and next time, Mr. Joe, don't be late. Don't be late, Mr. Joe.
All right, peace and be safe, people.
All right, guys. I'm going to be there before all of you guys are there.
All right, thank you. All right, Rachel. Everybody have a good night.
Have a good night, guys.
All right, good night.
Enjoy the rest of your week.
Y'all too. Be safe, guys.
Good night.
Good night.
All right.